The war in China began in 1931 when Japanese army units stationed in northeastern Manchuria seized the capital of the region and began an undeclared war against the Chinese. In response to the Japanese aggression in Manchuria, the League of Nations demanded that the Japanese withdraw their forces and restore the territory to Chinese rule. The Japanese response to these demands was to withdraw from the League, and by the beginning of 1932, the Japanese had conquered all of Manchuria and part of Mongolia. Conflict continued throughout the decade. Shanghai was attacked, and by 1937, further Japanese incursions in the north brought them to within 9 miles of Peking. The war began in earnest in August of that year, when Japan launched a full-scale invasion of China. By December, both Peking and Nanking had fallen to the Japanese. By the end of the following year, Japan controlled all of China's coastline, her major cities, and most of her industrial areas. What organized resistance remained had been effectively driven into the western hinterlands. Though comprehensively defeated by superior Japanese arms, the Chinese leader Chiang Kai-shek refused to come to terms and began a campaign of resistance that was to tie down great numbers of Japanese troops throughout the war. American aid to China grew increasingly from 1938, exacerbating already strained Japanese relations with the United States. When Japan attacked America in December of 1941, China became an American ally, and aid to China was further stepped up. From 1941, the war in China degenerated into a series of territorial skirmishes. Despite all their brutality, the Japanese were unable to bring China fully under their control. Chinese forces fought only intermittent battles with the Japanese, preferring to husband their resources and wage war amongst themselves. American ambitions to pursue the war against the Japanese in China were constantly frustrated by Chinese prevarication and intrigue. As the end of the war approached, the Chinese prepared themselves for what they regarded as the real war, the civil conflict between themselves.